with the noise of the after conference cocktail party zooming in the background, I thought I'd make a boo to finish off. Well, it's been an incredible day. We've blogged, we've tweeted, we've rushed around like maniacs. But what I wanted to talk about, really, sort of thinking about the boo I did at the beginning of the day, was kind of how I felt at the end of the day. Some very interesting stuff going on here. Partway through the morning, when liquidity crises and the meltdown was being talked about, and in particular when the videos at the beginning of the day were being shown, which were absolutely fantastic, of videos, kind of interviews with people active in the markets at a very senior level. I remember one guy talking about the crash and the meltdown and all the rest of it, and the very clever camera cut to a picture of his hands, and his hands were kind of linked together and his nails were bitten to the quick, and he was talking about how difficult the situation was. That was a pretty interesting time of the day. And funnily enough, when people were talking, and there was quite a lot of talk about product today, when people were talking, the room was kind of reasonably restive and people were kind of paying attention. But when the videos were on, people were absolutely silent and focused. And I think there's still a lot of denial. You could feel the denial in the room. The high spots, actually two high spots for me of the day, in terms of the talks, not the interactions with people, but in terms of the talks, Leonard Matz, who talked about managing liquidity and managing risk. Very, very interesting. I live blogged it. Definitely worth having a look at. And the way he thinks about the management of liquidity, and he said a number of things, some of which I blogged directly, but he said, for example, that most of the banks, especially the big banks, when they stress tested their systems, when they looked at what might happen, what really might happen in terms of a scenario where there's difficulty and credit's hard to come by and all the things that happened last year, he said senior management either pretended that the results didn't exist or ignored them completely. Whether that was a high spot, I don't know, but it certainly was for me. And the other thing as well, he talked very cogently about how all these different systems interact and how you need to understand them at a systems level, which leads me on to Till Guldeman, who's the vice chair of SunGard. He talked about the systems dynamics basis for the crash and how as the global systems become much more specialist and simultaneously more deeply coupled, that builds in instability. And he said the global financial system was essentially programmed to fail. And when it failed hard. He said that understanding the system's dynamics was the best way of trying to work out how to change the systems that we're using now so that they're much more robust and they enable us to manage successfully beyond what he calls the new dawn. And he thinks there is a new dawn. But overall, the worrying thing, I suppose, is this feeling that it's all just going to carry on, that they're not going to invest as they should in the systems they need to manage risk properly, that they, i.e. the bankers and the financial system, think, oh, whoosh, we've got away with it this time. And they know that the regulators are going to focus on them. But as the guy from the Financial News this morning, William, sorry, I've forgotten his name, how terrible, but as William said this morning, in a sprint, what you're dealing with is Goldman Sachs being Usain Bolt and the regulators not even qualifying for the final. And he'd said Alistair Darling wouldn't qualify for the final either. So a mixture of, you know, hope from people thinking they, you know, they've survived and it will turn round, and a big feeling of denial that it didn't really happen and we didn't really mess it up, and yes, it will be all right. Lots to think about.